Time to get the dirt on all of Hollywood. The Hollywood Report with Rosie LaDue.
A Las Vegas judge has scheduled a September trial date for Flavor Flav on felony charges he chased and threatened his longtime girlfriend's 17-year-old child with a butcher knife. He could get up to 12 years if convicted. Flav pleaded not guilty yesterday to felony assault with a weapon and child endangerment charges stemming from a family argument last October. A second disgruntled employee has come forward to accuse Sean Diddy Combs' twin daughter's mother, Kim Porter, of bad behavior and mistreatment. Last month, one former nanny accused Kim of doing drugs in front of the kids, and now a second woman is accusing Kim of turning her into a 24-hour housekeeper, Amanda Jensen. Claims Kim worked her over 100 hours a week, denied her any breaks, then fired her when she complained. She also claims Kim put her in an unfurnished room and forced her to live out of her suitcase. She's suing Diddy, whose company pays out the checks for six figures. Rapper Lil' Kim is being sued by her former business manager, who claims her diva-like behavior cost him millions in botched endorsement deals. Andrew Rowe claims his company, International Rockstar, inked a deal with Kim in 2012 for several products, including a perfume line, clothing and shoe line, energy drink, and even a honey maker. Rowe says that Kim was a menace to work with and often refused to come to project meetings unless she was being paid extra money for her time. He's suing for $15 million. Speaking of lawsuits, Wyclef Jean Jelly Haiti Foundation is being sued by HBC Global Hospitality Services. They claim the foundation agreed to pay $285,000 for a hospitality and education training program in Haiti in May of 2011. They also claim the now-defunct charity fell behind immediately and ignored invoices. Rapper Snoop Dogg claims that he managed several prostitutes and had lots of famous clients, including top athletes. In the new issue of Rolling Stone magazines, he admits to being an actual pimp and putting together an organization. Lauryn Hill may be down, but that hasn't stopped her from thanking those who supported her in her legal fight. The rapper singer wrote a heartfelt letter to thank everyone who wrote the judge on her behalf, including singers Alicia Keys and Stevie Wonder.